Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a very special guest coming up for you guys. We kicked off the hour, of course, talking with author Louise Miller. We're now kicking over to music, and we're going to be speaking with Sheila Swift. Sheila's making her first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also what inspires her and what it's been like for her to share her music with the world. Sheila, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Well, hey, Cyrus, how are you?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to be hearing a little bit about Daisy here a little bit later in the program, Sheila, but I want to begin by asking you about what the experience has been like for you because, you know, here you are, you've been able to connect with the world through social media, of course, allowing them to be able to get to know who you are and also listen to your music. What has it been like for you to share something that you love so much?
Oh, it's the best blessing of my life. I mean, this is who I am. It's my passion, and I'm just the luckiest girl in the world to do what I love.
Yeah, to be able to do what you love. And one thing I noticed in listening to a few of your selections, because one of the things that you do, especially through your Twitter page, is allow people to go and listen to your music, of course, so you connect them through your Facebook and Reverb. You know, so people are able to kind of get a feel of who you are through music. You seem to really be a storyteller at heart, Sheila. Is that something you've always known about yourself?
You know, it's funny you say that, Cyrus, because I feel like I want so badly to convey a story or an idea, but I don't feel like my strength is in storytelling. I feel like I'm more like an Emily Dickinson, where it's a little more gestural, it's a little more abstract. So thank you. That's a great compliment to me. That's what I aspire to be. Absolutely. I would love to be known to be a storyteller and more so to be known for songwriting than just a voice. So thank you.
Well, you know what? I think that is one of the things that definitely comes through. I mean, it comes through, you know, your ability to be able to tell a story. And I think, and to connect with listeners that way. So kind of take us back then a little bit then, Sheila, because you said, you know, that's who you really are at heart. So when did you first know that you wanted to share that? Because I think what really kind of catches some people up is that they feel like they have a talent or someone's told them, oh, you can sing. You ought to do something with that, or you can play the guitar, or you could play an instrument. And, you know, it takes the person a while to be able to believe it for themselves. When did you believe it for yourself that this is something that you could do?
Oh, well, you know what? Since I was 5 years old, I mean,
wow.
It didn't really take me that long. I've always known emphatically who I was and what I wanted to do, and I'm lucky that I have just amazing parents that always supported me every step of the way to say, hey, yeah, you can be anything you want to be, and this is
exactly.
Definitely who I am, so kapow.
Yeah, you know what, and that has to be the best of feeling, knowing that you have that support as well, Sheila. And then, of course, now you yourself, you know, being able, you know, to be, I noticed as well, to be a parent yourself. How has that inspired you in what you decide to write about? Because, you know, as we talk about storytelling, I think, you know, your stories are able to affect the world. But, of course, I think it all begins closer to home. So for you, you know, what do you hope, you know, as a parent that you're able to convey as a storyteller?
Oh, that's so awesome. Yes, I mean, my babies in my life, Marley and Dylan, my twin girls who are 4 and a half. Actually, that's funny because Daisy was born out of our play, out of our home. This is the perfect example using Daisy because I love The Great Gatsby. I've literature is a huge part of my life as well. And I read the book several times again this year, and it was on my mind. And because I'm with my girls all the time and we're making up silly songs and, you know, we make up play and even just going into their world, going into the world of a 4 and a half year old is so fantastic. And so a lot of times I have these little ideas in my head And that's how Daisy came about. I was just in the kitchen one day, Daisy, Daisy, you know, just humming a little tune, and the girls picked up on it because it's very catchy, and it was like a round. Yeah, so it's just like now new songs are being born out of the fact that I am a mom, and I'm going into the world of these little magical, cool kids.
Right, exactly. You know, that has to be a great feeling. Sheila, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Sheila Swift is our guest. We're talking to her not only about the love of music when she first realized it. She was sharing it was at the age of 5 that she knew that this is what she wanted to do. And now she's able to share her love of music and storytelling with all of us. Now, of course, you mentioned you have the fun with your daughters, Sheila. But, of course, now the world is able to get to know who you are, get to know your talent. What has it been like for you to hear from people outside of your inner circle telling you how your music has affected them or how much they enjoy it?
It's so humbling, Cyrus. It's kind of so cool and so strange at the same time, because it's like when people are gracious enough to share and you know, really just respond to music in a positive way, it's like they put a mirror up to me that I get to see myself in a different way. Like even you saying about me being a storyteller, like it's so nice and it gives me fire to continue on and continue doing it, because really, I mean, music, once it leaves me as a vessel, it doesn't belong to me. It's for all of us. So it's great to have that, have people come and just inspire me to not stop what I love.
To not stop. And I think, you know, it's such a great thing, you know, especially because of social media, Sheila, to be able to connect with people literally around the world that way. You know, you do something else, though, that I think is great, and I was noticing this actually as we were prepping for this segment with you, that you use your, you know, your, especially Twitter, you use that not only to let people know what's going on with you, but also to share inspiration as well. Why is that important for you to do?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, especially with my Instagram. I use my Instagram going to my Twitter because, to me, as an artist, just in general, you know, I say it's true. Pictures speak 1,000 words. So for me, there's beauty everywhere. I mean, I look at a tree, I look at a sidewalk, I look at the way a shadow is cast, I look at anything. And to me, that gives me inspiration to just, you know, write a song or write a poem or anything. And so I like to share that with whoever wants to hear it and see it, and it's cool that they do. So I'm the lucky girl.
Well, you know what, and you are now, of course, being able to make music lovers feel fortunate as well. One of the things that you posted that I made a note of, Sheila, was on June the 23rd, and you said there, you know, it's a very simple thing. It's a thing I think we've heard before, but I think, you know, it's important to, you know, to talk about for a minute. And what you posted was, don't forget to stop and smell the flowers. And so my question to you will be this. How do you find the time to be able to take it all in, to take in the fact that here you've been given this amazing gift that you're able to share, that people respond to you, performing live, people can get your music around the world, you're a mother. How do you have the time, and how do you find the ability to kind of slow down and take it all in, and how do you encourage other people to do that too?
That's the hard part. But that's the challenge, and I think it's something that, for me, you just make the time. I feel like anything that's truly important in your life, be it, you know, of course, your family and your friends, things that you love, you know, painting or creating a song or doing sports or whatever it is that your heart, you know, pitter-patters over, you just have to make time for the things you love, or otherwise life will just pass us by. I mean, right now, Cyrus, as I'm talking to you, I'm actually sitting on a cobblestone street in the middle of Halle, which is in Germany, and I've, you know, I've come off this tour, but I'm still here in the country, and I feel like right now I'm taking it all in. I'm talking to you on the phone, and I'm having people ride by on bikes, and I'm having birds up high. The sun is out. I'm taking it all in right now, Cyrus.
Wow. You know, and it's so important, and you're right, it's not easy to do. And I'm bad at it myself. But, you know, I think it's great when I saw that reminder from you on Twitter. Sometimes, you know, it takes, you know, being able to hear words like that to say, you know what, it is important to kind of take it all in, to appreciate it. So let me ask you this question, and we're going to listen to Daisy here in a moment, but how has your idea, Sheila, of success, how has it evolved for you over the years? When you think about when you were first getting started versus where you are now, touring the world and sharing your music with the world, how has your idea of what success is changed?
Well, that's a great question. I think really, you know, being young and maybe immature, more not immature but naive, I thought success meant, you know, being Beyonce or being Britney Spears or something like that. Someone that the whole world knows your name and knows your music, even if they don't necessarily have it on their iPod. But now that I'm older and especially that I have kids, I just realized that success to me truly is being able to look my babies in the eye and let them know that their mama never gave up on their dream and encourage them that they should shoot for the stars and do whatever they want. So success to me now means being able to do what I love, travel the world. You know, I'm doing it right now, and I'm so blessed. But, yes, you're right. That's a great question because it has changed over the years just due to life and me letting myself off the hook and taking some pressure off and being able to stop and smell the roses and realize what I have is so beautiful. If I can do more, I'm going to do more. But I'm so content to know that at least I'm living and doing what I'm called to do.
Exactly. Totally agree. Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're spending some time with Sheila Swift this afternoon, here at least in Mississippi this afternoon. Sheila, why don't you go ahead and introduce Daisy for us?
Okay, well, here she is, folks, Ms. Daisy.
Daisy.
Daisy here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and also online around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're speaking to Sheila Swift. She's been sharing with us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you, her fans. Sheila, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can be able to purchase Daisy for themselves.
Oh, cool. Yes, please stay in touch with me. I love to hear from everyone, be it on Twitter or especially my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SheilaSwiftMusic. You can Google me, but also Instagram is the way that I really like to connect. And then, of course, you can go to iTunes and go to iTunes.com/SheilaSwift, and you can get Daisy and my newest release, which is The Ballad of Buchanan, which is the B-side for Daisy that just came out.
All right. Well, Sheila, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for taking our time out of your busy schedule to speak with us, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Oh, it's so great. Thank you so much, Cyrus, and thank you to everyone that was listening. I just really appreciate it so much.
Well, look, we appreciate you as well. Safe travels to you there, Sheila. Again, everyone, Sheila Swift has been our guest. Make sure you guys do stay in contact with her. She's all over the place, but as she says, you can check her out on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is facebook.com/SheilaSwiftMusic. And then, of course, you can find her on Twitter at Sheila Swift is where you can find her there. And as she said, also Instagram. Make sure you guys do check her out on Instagram as well. Her website is SheilaSwift.com. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Sheila, and also don't forget the single that you guys heard, Daisy, is available, of course, right now on iTunes. You can find it there. But if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons there on the bottom. Again, we thank Sheila Swift for joining us live today. And that's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live this afternoon. Make it a great one.